Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. We are glad to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. The Bill Michaels Show continues on, and we are glad you are here today. The Brewers take it on the chin last night and, battled back, took the lead, and then watched that lead evaporate along the way as the White Sox take game one of the series 6-4 last night at the Ball Yard. I guess if you're going to look for a bright spot, Christian Yelich 2-for-4, and the walk that he took I thought was probably even a better performance at the plate than both hits that he had had. And to talk more about it, Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com now joining us. Adam, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Bill. Yeah, that was, you're looking for little signs from him. He just was more comfortable appearing at the plate. And that was the hope. Get him some ABs at Miller Park, and maybe it's one night that turns it around.
The pitching performance from Anderson, not bad. Not great, yeah. But not bad. Corbin Burnes obviously came in and threw a little gas on the fire and gave it up. But after that, Phelps takes the loss. So talk to me about, finally playing ball after this extended off period of time because of COVID. So I guess my question is, what did you expect last night from a team that's been playing baseball versus a team that's had a longer period of off time?
Yeah, well, what I sort of built my story around after the game was Craig Counsell told us in the afternoon that it feels like as a pitching staff they had to start over. They did get some workouts in during those couple of days, but, they waited 3.5 months to get going again. Then, boom, you flip the switch at Wrigley Field, you play a week of games on the road, and you feel like you're getting in a rhythm, and then that flip gets switched off again because of COVID. So I think he is very cognizant of that, and you're seeing all around baseball some pretty severe injury issues. And Craig Counsell is very in tune to the idea that COVID is not the only health challenge facing teams in 2020. It's also just injury and the nature of the 3-week camp and the kind of the quick re-ramp up is presenting some challenges. And I think when you take 4 days off, it adds to that challenge. So they are juggling a lot right now. They had Lorenzo Cain opting not to play was just something to really for everyone to think about all weekend long. And then obviously the news of Pat Murphy having a heart attack right there on the field on Saturday. There's just a lot going on right now, mentally, physically, in the country, in the world. And these guys are all trying to digest all of it. So as far as, what did you expect to see? The fact that it was an uneven performance is not necessarily surprising.
It was funny. Last night I did an event, and I was doing a Q&A, and somebody asked me, does the return to sports feel almost more depressing because of what we feel is looming around the corner every day as opposed to playing sports to be the diversion from what it is we're trying to get away from? What is the feel, since people can't get into the ballpark and kind of feel the energy or the lack thereof, what is the feel inside ballparks right now?
Well, look, I mean, this is personal. Maybe you ask five, you know, you get Brian Anderson on, he has a different opinion, or, you know, one of my other colleagues in the media. I don't know. Here's my take on it. And I told you, I think, Bill, that I was going to really assess what is the value in being there to watch these home games. Because if there's not value and if I'm not getting anything out of it, then I'm going to stay away and give everybody else a little more space. And if that takes the risk that we're all incurring from, you know, 1% to 0.08%, then great. I'm happy to lower it by that minuscule amount. So that's my like outlook on the whole thing to start with. I'll tell you personally, for me, I was at Wrigley on opening day. Then I covered the road games from home. That's going to be our MLB.com policy this year, is they just want us home for road games. So that's what we're going to do. I found the road games more fun to watch, or I found the games more fun to watch on television than in person. To me, the atmosphere in the ballpark is pretty bad. You know, the crowd noise is very, very, I don't know what the right word is. Sanitary is the word that comes to mind. It's like fake. On TV, I think the presentation is pretty good. Like, I found myself really dialed into the performances and into the games like I normally would be at a home game when I was watching those games, say, in Pittsburgh, more so than last night, where it all felt very phony. You know, take me out to the ball game with Bernie and the barrel man up there in the chalet was not great. And the Brewers are doing their best. I'm not criticizing the Brewers, because they're doing their best, and they're getting the former players involved with these first cheers before the game, and they're doing the sausage race where fans got to suggest venues, and they're growing out in the community, and they showed that on the board. I think the club is doing what it can to make this, you know, an experience that's closer to normal for the players than you know, as close as possible. But it's just not great in the ballpark. And frankly, I kind of feel like, some people say this about the NFL, sometimes the television experience is a little bit better. I feel like maybe that's, for me personally, that's the case for baseball this season.
So what do you, give me your thoughts on baseball as a whole. I was kind of, and maybe you have a different insight into this, I was praising baseball for their handling of the Marlins situation and what went on down at Citizens Bank Park. And then when you start to find out that some of these tests aren't coming back for 2 and 3 days for some of these organizations, and I'm thinking to myself, how can you do this? How can you have a clubhouse that may have COVID in it, but you're not going to find out for 3 days and still allow guys to play? I guess, you know, when a lot of us who have been tested got it back within 12 to 16 hours, what is baseball doing differently that they can't get these tests, you know, in a timely fashion, I guess is the best way to put it?
Well, I haven't heard 3 days. I know there was some issues early as camp started with that, and I thought that's kind of been cleaned up. I mean, take the Cardinals, for example. They had their tests on Wednesday afternoon, I think it was. The test that came back positive came back Thursday night. So that was 28 hours, something like that, 26 hours. And, you know, they're being shipped to this lab that MLB is using. Because the idea was that if baseball did this, you didn't want to be taking resources away from communities that need it. So baseball set up its own, used its own lab that it was using for drug testing in order to process these COVID tests. So I think that there was a moral reason behind the setting it up the way they did. And when there were problems early on, my belief from afar, based on what you hear from other clubs that did have issues, is a lot of those issues were cleaned up. So the larger issue then is, okay, let's say you can get them back in a day and a half. That still leaves you with some risk, right? And that is the bottom line of all of this. Zero risk is not playing. If you play, however you do the testing, you're assuming some level of risk. And the idea is to minimize the risk as much as possible. And that was that 118-page manual or whatever the however long it was. So the question I think that's emerged with the Marlins and Cardinals situations is, Kirk Council put this in terms last night, in terms for the larger country. It's like what we did as a country, according to Council. The federal government, the CDC, set up guidelines, distributed it to 50 states. In Major League Baseball, it's to 30 teams, and said, do your best with this. And it's proven in the case of the Cardinals and Marlins to not be enough, that they've learned that it needs to be more stringent than they originally hoped and designed. And now teams are themselves, I think, redoubling their efforts to follow these things to the T. So, you know, the Cardinals went golfing on Thursday, according to Dexter Fowler's Instagram and Colton Wong. That's a pretty low-risk activity, I think. I don't think that's overly political to say. They're outside. They're, you know, in their little bubble. But that is not a zero-risk activity. So is it to the point where these teams now have to say, don't go do that kind of activity. Don't go down and get a coffee. Have coffee brought up by room service and left outside the door. I mean, that's the level of granular detail, I think, that every team is thinking about right now. And each team, it seems, is kind of making their own decisions about how, like, to, you know, how anal, I guess, you want to be about these things. And the team that does it the best and stays the healthiest is going to have the best chance to win.
Talking with Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. So we know that Ryan Braun had to get the stitches in his finger. Do you have a timetable as to what the expectation may be for him to come back by any chance?
Well, Kirk Council seemed to think that it would be a minimum stay. So that thing was backdated to when he last played in a game. So you count out 10 days from that, and that's when he would be back. So that's kind of their hope. It's, you know, it feels like this always happens for some reason with Ryan Braun when he is out, that it comes at a inopportune time, because here against the White Sox, these two home, two away, they're facing three left-handers. And it's exactly the period of the schedule where you'd love to put Ryan Braun's lefty killing bat in there, because, you know, he's 36 years old, but he still mashes lefties. So it's poor timing, and it's a weird thing, but it's the reality. And until that incision heals, where they had to relieve that swelling or an infection or whatever, you know, obviously he can't swing a bat.
Adam, good stuff as always. The book sale's still trending upward, and you're in your second printing, correct?
Well, yes. Yeah, that is still that part of 2020 is still going okay, and I keep my fingers crossed, and I'm very, very thankful to everybody who supported that project in such a weird time where we're all disconnected and nobody can come to the ballpark and see the thing, and people have just been incredibly supportive, and I'm so thankful for that.
Good stuff, Adam. Appreciate it as always, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
All right, see ya.
All right, pal, there you go. That is Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they begin to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Don't forget, they're looking for used bikes right now. They've got a lot of things going on. But some of the used bike inventory they're looking for. And if you've got a used bike and you want to get a free appraisal on it, go out and see my buddy Craig out there. He's got the right fit for you, whether it's to trade in your bike, to sell your bike, or to put you on a newer pre-owned bike. They can do that. It's the best time and best form of social distancing that you can do right now to be a part of the Wisconsin Harley-Davidson family. And like I said, they are looking for more used inventory. Make a note of it if you're looking to sell your bike. Mark your calendars, though. Labor Day weekend, September 4th through the 6th for Wisconsin Harley-Davidson and the big rally. They're going to have plenty of live music, food, beverages, vendors, and you can join them for three rocking days out there. By the way, the next bike night for Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, tomorrow night, they're going to have from 6 to 9. The Boogeymen are going to be there. JJ's Wood Grill is going to be there with some tasty food. They got some beverages. And then this weekend, it's bikes and barbecue from noon to 3, live music by the Bruce City Rockers as well, and also going back to their Labor Day weekend event. that Sunday, that is going to be the destination for the Fisher House motorcycle ride that they are a proud part of. So they wanted me to make a note of that as well, and more details coming out on that later on this week. But anyway, good to have them a part of it as always, and certainly appreciate Craig and his entire staff for all that they do at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, voted best. Best Harley-Davidson. So get out of the house and get out to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, Highway 67 in Oconomowoc, just south of the highway. You can't miss it right there. The Cardinals, they've said nah, baby, nah to another series because of COVID. We'll hear more about that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are glad you are here today. Thanks as always. We certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You got numerous St. Louis Cardinals that that have COVID. And Yadier Molina, by the way, announces that he has indeed tested positive. A lot of different players on that Cardinals organization. By the way, John Heyman reporting that the Cardinals did go to a casino, as was first suggested. MLB has since tightened its rules on leaving the team hotel, very strongly discouraging not to be allowed. So I just wanted to kind of get that out there for those that may not have known that. But Cardinals players went to a casino before their COVID-19 outbreak. Their GM saying, I know factual reason to believe that this is true, and I have not seen any proof of that. If they were at a casino, though, that would be disappointing. John Heyman saying, yes, that they have gotten some positive identification when it comes to some of the players that did indeed go to a casino. So the Cardinals' COVID count, three players, staff members as well, that have all tested positive for COVID. This is one of the, look, I know that there was some talk about them being on golf courses up at Whistling Straits. And it's, if you're doing the golf course thing and it's just you, you know, that's one thing. You're on your own, you know, but then you're putting yourself at risk. If you're, taking an Uber, we'll say, or even a cab, for that matter. So it's got to be tough. Look, if you were asked to go out on the road and be out there for, say, 8 to 10 days, you know, and all you could do is sit in your hotel room, like I said yesterday, look, if I'm being paid millions of dollars to do that, then for a few months I'm going to do that. But it's not easy just to sit there and then wait to go to the ballpark. Ken Rosenthal had tweeted out that we are aware that Yadier Molina, Paul DeJong, Junior Fernandez, Rovello, Edmundo Sosa, Cody Whitley, have all tested positive for COVID-19. All six individuals made the decision to grant permission in order for us to release the information. That's according to Ken Rosenthal, who had the Cardinals' Twitter account retweeted. And they all ended up testing positive, and that's the reason they had to shut it down yet again. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. But nevertheless, this is one of the things that baseball and the NFL specifically are fearful of, and that the NBA doesn't have to deal with, because the NBA basically says, look, you leave the bubble, you're going to be slapped into quarantine. Whereas baseball and the NFL, they're just relying on guys just to be smart. You know, look, if you're going to go out, wear a mask. If you're going to go, don't put your teammates and your season in jeopardy. You know, so if you're going to do that, be smart about it. Now, you have to, and I agree. I mean, I know John Lester had said, well, wait a minute. It's not just the players. What if a trainer goes out and the trainer then passes it along to the guys in the training facility? Well, I agree with that. Not every player's at fault. I 100% agree. It can come from anywhere. But when you've got a group of guys that we know through the Miami Marlins who, quote, had lax judgment, at least according to Derek Jeter, and they were out. They went to a bar or a club. Then you've got people reportedly in casinos. Look, you're not doing your due diligence to just keep yourself away from the possibility of getting COVID. You're putting yourself in higher risk situations. And that's what the protocols are there to prevent. It's to tell you, don't do this. There's certain things you can do. Stick with your teammates. Hang out. Do things together. Whatever it is. If you're going to play golf, go play golf. Golf is a socially distancing thing. You know, make sure you wipe your hands down. Make sure you wear a mask when you're around other people. All that kind of stuff. So that way, just in case you have it, you don't spread it. You know what I mean? But when you are going to a club or you're going to a casino, that's hardly, when it comes to Major League Baseball and or the NFL, that's hardly socially distancing yourself. And you're still putting yourself in a position that you could contract it, because you don't know what the person prior to you sitting in that seat or sitting at that slot machine or whatever it happens to be had or didn't have and how well it was wiped down. At the very least, look, if you're going to do it, take every precaution. Stay away from others inside the casino and make sure that, you know, you're taking the hand wipes with you and you're wiping down the machines and such that you're using or the money that you're getting, you know? So it's just that it's just, I get it. If you're a young athlete making a ton of money, you feel invincible. I'm not casting all the blame and all the anger towards the players, because this is tough. It's a tough situation, but I think there comes a level of, you know, invincibility that you seem to feel versus reality that's out there. And that's why, you know, the Cardinals are in the boat they're in. That's why the Marlins were in the boat they were in. That's why, you know, some of the people inside Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia ended up in that situation, because the opponent's clubhouse manager ended up contracting it and passing it along, you know? So it's COVID is real. I'm not in any way, shape, or form downplaying it and saying it's easy to get rid of or to stay away from. It's just there's certain things that you just should not do in these particular situations when you're talking about athletes, you know, playing a game and trying to keep this particular virus out of your clubhouse or out of your locker room. You have a responsibility to yourself, you have a responsibility to the organization, and you have a responsibility to the guys around you. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's do this. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Aaron Rodgers. We heard from him a little bit earlier in the program. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Aaron. Stay tuned for that. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Let's get back into that when we come back right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. Glad you are here. Thanks so much. As always, we love having you here. Hopefully you're having a terrific day today. Certainly appreciate it. Aaron Rodgers speaking to the media yesterday. You're going to hear some more of that coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Scholze Family Beef. They have been in Humber, Wisconsin for three generations, providing quality beef products to their customers for three generations, for a lot of great people that have passed through that system up there, a lot of family members that have tried to help you out in many different ways, and now they can package it up and put it right on your doorstep. How about that? The tailgate parties in your backyard or wherever it is you're tailgating right now, you're not at the ballpark, and that's kind of disappointing, but it doesn't mean you still can't have a little bit of fun. And Scholze Family Farms Beef has the mouthwatering meats to make your tailgate bash a hit. And whether it's steaks or roasts or ground beef and even tasty beef snacks, just kind of a mouse click away at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, and your customer surprised order, is going to be shipped and packed on dry ice, and it's going to arrive on your doorstep or at your camp or at your cottage or at your rental in just a couple of days. And if you are a camper and you want to take it with you, then just order it, have it come to your house, and then just keep it in the box, and wherever you go, it'll be ready for you when you get there. Place your order today at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That's Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. And many of you have said, well, wait a minute, what is this? What is this, you know, plant? What is this farm up there in Humbert, Wisconsin? Well, if you want to go see it, you can. There's an open house this weekend, this Saturday from 10 to 4. You're going to see their operation firsthand. You're going to be tasting some pretty good grilling stuff as well. But go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That's Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, and see all the information. Aaron Rodgers was asked, does he have an obligation or feel obligated to address the players in his locker room, that they got to, you got to adhere to all of these COVID restrictions?
We have been talking about this so much on Zoom meetings. Once we were able to get into the facility yesterday, there's been so much conversation around this issue. I don't think we need to beat on it too much more, but it just comes a personal responsibility about, you know, taking care of your teammates. And I don't think we need to enforce any other special things besides, hey, this is the accountability to the squad of thinking about who you surround yourself with and who you're interacting with and how you're taking care of your body and boosting your immune system and then also reporting any symptoms that you may be having. I think it's important. That's important as well. But look, man, we've been talking about this. This has been, you know, just about every meeting. It's all over the facility, reminders. So it's definitely on our mind.
In addition to that, he said, when you get into the X's and O's of things, that will the comfort level be there for year two of Matt LaFleur's, second year of the offense, especially with the expectations of younger players?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure about the jumps. It's so early. We've just done our first walkthrough. So there's a long way to go to see, you know, what we have in the draft and the new players, the free agents, and kind of anybody who's making a jump in those early years. There's an initial reactions to guys and kind of how they came back and the shape they're in, what they look like. But, again, we're a long way from – you know, even a practice. So I think it's too early to make guesses about that. But the verbiage is definitely, coming a little easier for me at this point than it was last year. It was a good off season of Zoom meetings for us, just kind of going through the installs and talking about what we like and what we want to take out and how we want to adjust things. I appreciate that about Matt, the working relationship that we have. There's a lot of, a lot of great conversations, and it's fun having Hackett in there and Getsy. And I feel like we went through the entire playbook this off season, and we had a lot of time, and we filled it up with a lot of football conversations that I think are going to pay dividends come the season.
How was the off season different? Because when you come into normal training camp, you're coming in, you're ready to run plays, you're ready to get out there and mix it up with your guys. This had to be a more cerebral offseason because of the COVID pandemic. So after 16 seasons, Rodgers was asked, how was this one a lot different?
Well, it was different from day one of the offseason program, usually in Green Bay. Not being able to be with the guys and start to build that camaraderie in the offseason during those workouts. That's a time in the past where we've done a lot of, fun dinners and trips to Milwaukee and Madison and, Brewer games and Bucks games and barbecues and just some, some fun hangout time. So, trying to find ways, during this, to look to build that chemistry is definitely one of our biggest challenges, not being able to kind of have the same type of gatherings as we've had in the years past. So that's the biggest, probably the biggest change. But it gave me a lot of time out, out where I stay, with my workout group and my folks that I work with in the off season. So I feel really good about where I'm at physically, mentally. It was different the way we went through the playbook this off season.
He was asked as well. I mean, you know, a lot of the players have been asked the same question, but have you thought about what it's going to be like when you go to the line of scrimmage? You're not going to hear a lot of crowd noise. You're going to be playing in empty stadiums. What are his thoughts?
That seems really strange to think about. It would feel very different. I would guess that would mean we'd use some live cadence for 16 games, which would mean more opportunities for some free plays, possibly. It'll be strange to play, if that's the case, to play in some of these venues that over the years have been really, really loud. You know, you're talking about the advantage that Seattle has with their crowd, New Orleans, Minnesota, Atlanta, Indy, some of these domes that are, you know, really, really tough place to play. Kansas City with their incredible outdoor crowd. It really is going to be interesting to see how that affects, you know, those road teams going into those environments, us as well, you know, starting the season in Minnesota, you know, how it affects the communication if they're allowed to pump in noise or music or who knows. I mean, that's kind of one of those variables that would be interesting. I can say personally, it'd be very, you know, very strange and sad to not see a full Lambeau every Sunday at home. That's going to be a little bit weird.
Now, the question that I had asked earlier, and Aaron Rodgers has kind of asked that as well. Look, you've got some issues right now at the wide receiver position. We were talking about that. What's more important, the depth at tackle or the depth at wide receiver, with Devin Funchess opting out? So now you really rely on the guys that you've already kind of seen, that, you know, Alan Lazard and Kumro, and obviously Marquez Valdes-Scantling. You're looking for Equanimeous St. Brown to really step up. Who does he think is going to step up at the wide receiver position this year?
Well, again, I mean, I think it's too early to talk about prominence in roles. I think there's a lot to be figured out. There's obviously some new guys to the mix. EQ coming back from an injury and kind of got to see where he's at, you know, mentally, physically, confidence-wise, running and in his physicality. You know, guys like Jake coming back and Allen coming back and Marquez, you know, who've had some success. You know, obviously, Allen made kind of a big splash last year. Marquez, you know, had some really amazing games and some games where he didn't get a lot of looks. Jake. So I think there's a lot of things to be determined. And again, like I said earlier, you know, we're a long way from even a padded practice. So there's going to be a lot determined here in the next 6 weeks.
We know Aaron Rodgers usually does some interesting stuff each offseason. I mean, one year he's off visiting the Dalai Lama. So is there anything that he did this offseason that helped him grow as a person, as an athlete as well?
My trip to Peru involved climbing Mount Machu Picchu, which overlooks the ruins, and getting to walk through Machu Picchu as well was, no pun intended, was a top of the mountain type of experience. And the lessons I learned on that trip, I think, will serve me not just this season, but the rest of my life. I'm not really going to get into those because they're very personal. But it was, definitely a lot of mindfulness and reflection around that trip. And again, this has been such a strange time. It's I think allowed all of us to reflect on things and what's most important to us in our lives. And a lot of us, you know, have been working from home. A lot of you folks, I think, been probably working from home, and that's strange. And you know, stresses relationships and you learn about yourself and your partner and your family and your kids. And I think it's been a great time for all of us, you know, to really reflect. It's been a difficult time for so many families across the country, you know, dealing with loved ones, dealing with the sickness, possibly dying. I think it's been, you know, a trying time for all of us. And in those moments of adversity, I think there's some great life lessons to be learned.
In addition to that, you know, now you've got, 3 weeks until you get really, you know, through training camp and you get ready for the regular season. Is that, without really seeing games and such, is that enough time?
We're going to have to accomplish a lot. You know, I think we're going to have to find a way to get the speed of our play up very quickly. We're going to have to get some hitting going. You know, there's got to be some padded practices where we're maybe not tackling guys to the ground or you know, ripping guys, but there needs to be some thudding up at practice, and we got to get that feel of the contact back. You know, I think it's going to put stress on every team, and the team that's able to deal with it the quickest will probably come out the hottest in the beginning. But as we learned last year, you know, it's about peaking at the right time, and and starting off fast, but then maintain it throughout a long season. You know, again, we're hopeful that that we can play it the entire season, but there'll be a lot of, you know, a lot of things that we got to do where it used to be, you know, a 9-week off season and a training camp and 4 preseason games we got to do in a short amount of time. So the urgency is definitely up with us.
One more thing for Aaron Rodgers, and that was when he was asked, is there anything that he can take away, anything the Packers can do when you start to reference the lockout? Go back to 2011, and they ended up with a 15-1 record at that particular point in time. So Aaron Rodgers was asked, what can you take away from that experience that you can then incorporate into this experience?
Yeah, maybe double days back, I think. But, you know, so much of this game is not just about what happens on the field. It's the conversations and communication off the field in the meeting room, in the locker room, in the breakout groups, in the walkthroughs. You know, I think that's going to be even more important than in years past, because we're not possibly going to be able to rep every play enough times in our practices to work out all the kinks of every play, whether it's a new play or a play that worked last year or a play that didn't work last year that we're trying to get to work this year. So it really comes down to those side conversations, those meeting conversations, the conversation in the walkthrough. I think those just kind of take a bigger importance this year. And you know, one thing that was talked about a lot, I remember in 2011, was the role of the free agents and the undrafted players getting up to speed without having an off season. I think, you know, that is going to be a difficulty for those guys. I remember it was in 2011. And I felt like we really had to rely on some of the older players who have been with us early on the season as the younger guys who may have a role for us, you know, down the line midseason or late in the season, kind of get up to speed of what it's like to play in the league. And some guys might just be able to step in and play. You know, Randall Cobb came in and returned a kickoff for a touchdown the first game, although he ran the wrong route. For his second touchdown, you know, he made a great play and scored again. He didn't really need it. He was kind of a pro from day one. But some guys, you know, need some acclimation period, as we saw from some of our draft pick last year. And, you know, those guys are going to need to just learn as quickly as possible. And in the meantime, we might have to rely on some of the older guys, you know, kind of in the beginning of the season.
There you go. That was Aaron Rodgers meeting with the media yesterday. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, get some more of your thoughts, and we'll continue on. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Now, a green and gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers veterans had their first full day of meetings and a walkthrough practice. Most scouts and coaches say that Kenny Clark had a great season last year. So why wasn't the Packers nose tackle added to the NFL's top 100 players list?
Man, I don't know. It's just sometimes just it messes with my mind because it's like I don't know what much I can do or show. I don't know.
Matt LaFleur says he's glad to have Aaron Rodgers back.
I feel so lucky to be able to work with him on a daily basis and, you know, I don't see that changing for a really long time.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
I think that if I retire on the team's, you know, timeline, then all is well. But if they're looking to move on before I'm ready to be done playing, you know, then there comes an impasse at that point.
At Packers training camp, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Destinations, if you're looking to socially distance yourself and get away, two great destinations you can get to, Pine Mountain Resort or the Four Seasons Island Resort. Either way, you can find yourself a terrific getaway. Do some social distancing up north, so to speak. That's where social distancing began, if you will, was up north. At least that's what I believe. You can avoid the huge crowds at a beautiful mountain retreat or secluded island fun spot with a lot to do, plus casual and fine dining, all within an easy drive, and it's affordable. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin has a large indoor pool, 9-hole golf course, and easy access to miles of ATV trails, and it's surrounded by water, which is great for fishing and kayaking and boating and so much more. And the Pine Mountain Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, next to Timberstone Championship Golf Course. But there's a lot to do off the course as well, whitewater rafting, hiking, boating, and so much more. And right now, you buy 2 week nights, you get the third week night for free at either of the resorts. Visit pinemountainresort.com or thefourseasonswi.com and look for the season of savings rate. When you book your getaway today, you can stop in because the offer Or you can stop there because the offer ends September 30th. You got to hurry, but you still got some time to get it all done and get yourself, you know, three nights for the price of two. Not a bad way to go if you want to do some social distancing, specifically for the kids and such going back to school. So, which I would assume they are. I mean, I know that a lot of different school districts are doing many different things, but a great place to go, great place to get away. 855-830-8648. The good news is that you've got Bledsoe and Connaughton coming back. So that's good news. The bad news is Wesley Matthews on the injury report, so to speak. So, that's a little bit of the downside. But nevertheless, at least you're going to get these guys back, and hopefully sooner rather than later, and get them all together, ready to go. And the Bucks, I said this earlier today. I was sitting here watching all of this different stuff regarding the LA Lakers, and it just seems like there's so many people rooting for the Lakers to win this thing, and not giving the Bucks a lot of credit. But nevertheless, I still think the Bucks are going to end up being the team to beat. I think they're the deepest team. I think they've got so many different avenues that they have depth, whether it's shooting, whether it's defense. They can play large. They can play small. They've got a lot of different things at their weaponry. You just want to get Matthews healed up, and everybody else is back. So I'm looking for, you know, and specifically when it comes to Bledsoe, and that was the other question I got a couple of times last night, was about whether or not Bledsoe was going to come right back in and all of a sudden pick up where he left off, and all the eyes are upon him, and is he going to play well? I think there's a lot of hope, obviously, but I don't know if Bledsoe is going to play well, but certainly until he doesn't, you have to assume he's going to give you that same level of performance, or at least in shorter spurts until he gets his legs about him and basketball health under him, so to speak. So I'm excited about this Bucks restart. I know they've only got some games, you know, a handful of games remaining before they get into the postseason, but I still think maybe, and I don't want to throw too much into this loss the other night against the Houston Rockets, because we had said the same thing when they lost 3 out of 4 just before COVID and just before the outbreak was, well, maybe this is going to be the wake-up call. No, it might have been something that was exposed, and now the Bucks have a short period of time to try to fix this. Teams that hit from the outside, we know that. They're difficult to defend. The Bucks don't play them very well, and if the Bucks aren't hitting their shot and turning the ball over, then we know that the Bucks become a very fallible team. So now what you hope for is that the Bucks can correct a few of these things, limit the turnovers, get Bledsoe back and start hitting from the outside and get their full complement together, and they're good to go. So anyway, let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com going to be joining us. He is coming up next to the Bill Michael Show.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.